Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Revit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Today is a great day, everyone. Today, we got only 3 holidays, which is interesting. So, if I recall, yes, here we are. Today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Today is also National Woman Road Warrior Day. Interesting. And also, today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Dude, if you have not talked like a pirate, you better do it now, because otherwise people are going to talk. All right. I actually am curious of what National Woman Road Warrior Day is. I did not look it up, so let me look it up now and tell you what it is about. All right. Fourth Tuesday in September. It's honor women who travel for business. Oh, okay. While men were the main business travelers in the past, women now account for half of all business travel. Cool. Doesn't look like it was researched on this particular website, though. Let me see. Nope, that's the same website. No, that's also the same website. How about this? Does this tell? No, that does not tell. Interesting. I guess. Interesting. Well, I'm sure the one of those mentions is because of me. Says, Woman Road Warrior Day is, by our calculation, on September the 2nd. We have detected mentions of Woman Road Warrior Day on September 22, 2015, 4 mentions, and September 19, 2016, that's today, 4 mentions. I'm wondering if one of those mentions was me. Is based off how much chitter chatter and buzz there was. Interesting. I do not understand this. It's every day? Yes? No? Sort of? Maybe? These people! Oh my gosh! Why is there no history for the weird holidays? Alright, sorry. No, National Woman Road Warrior Day is not a weird holiday, but it is interestingly named. Ooh, tomorrow's holidays. Tomorrow there's only 3 holidays. That's National Gibberish Day. Yay, we get to speak gibberish. National Punch Day. Okay, is that talking about the drink punch or the actual fist punch? And tomorrow is also Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day. Alrighty, divey then. Hey, it's this link. I love this link. It's Punch Bowl. I was wondering. Oh, that's so cool. The word punch allegedly comes from the Hindustani word panch, which means 5. Interesting. Recipe for punch. Okay, so it is the drink. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. All right, anyways, I got plenty of sea shanties for you guys to listen to. I actually looked up sea shanties and pirate songs for you all to listen to and dance to. Oh my gosh, guys, there are so many shanties in the world, especially pirate ones. There's actually a website you can check out yourself. It's called brethrencoast.com. That's BrethrenCoast.com. And it's a really cool website. It's basically, I mean, the website is basically what it is, you know, Brethren of the Coast. When you get to the website, it's basically called Brethren of the Coast, which is pretty cool. I think it's basically about pirates. There's like a whole bunch of tabs that you can check out. There's like biographies. I think that's the people who created the website. I'm not sure. Brethren, of course. I think that's another word for like brother. Flags. You can check out all the different pirate flags in case, I guess some pirates decided to custom their own flags. I don't know. Games, glossary, humor. Ooh, the glossary. What? All right. Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's real smooth. All right, fine. whoops. Okay, so let's go ahead and play the first song that I have bookmarked. I bookmarked a bunch of songs that I think you guys might actually really like or might not like. I mean, these are pirate songs, so they're going to be pretty wordy and pretty R-rated. I should have marked today's episode R-rated, but I didn't want to do that just because a lot of people like pirates, even kids. So just be sure that if you are a kid or you're letting your kids or your teenagers listen, be sure that they don't repeat the words. I mean, I know they're already being, those kind of words are being used today as well. It's just, I don't want it to spread to the next generation, because seriously, we need to cut those words out. Anyways, the first song you guys are going to be listening to is called Old Swansea Town Once More. There are actually many variations to this and different sets of lyrics to it, too. It was originally a windlass capstan shanty. I don't know what that is. But enjoy, everyone. And be sure you are dancing. Get those shoes on and get your water bottle close.
And how the wild you, I'm bound to call the ocean good. What a mortal part from you, oh, what a mortal part from you, my girl. You're the girl that I adore, but still I live in hope to see old Swansea.
And that was Old Swansea Town once more. Man, that's such a beautiful song. Man, I got to tell you guys, I super love a cappella. When I first heard the song last night when I was checking out the songs, oh my gosh, I got chills. I still do. Man, I love a cappella, especially when it sounds like that. Jeez, amazing. And I actually was able to find I was able to click on the glossary. I had to go to the site again. What's really neat is that whichever tab you click on, it gives you a different, like, instrumental piece of music to play, like, whatever tab you're on, which is really cool, which is why you heard a little bit of sound at the beginning of the song that was playing. So let me go ahead and mention a couple of words that I was able to find in the A section. There's something called, what was it, arc of visibility, the portion of the horizon over which a lighted aid to navigation is visible from seaward. Interesting. And there was something that I also saw that was interesting. Articles. Contracts signed by pirates when joining a ship. It stated the rules as well as shares of profits. Interesting. And, of course, you guys have always heard the word avast. Avast, mateys. It's basically stop, cease, or desist from whatever is being done. Pretty much. I've always wondered what that meant. And there's something called azimuth compass and azimuth circle. Interesting. An azimuth compass is an instrument employed for ascertaining position of the sun with respect to magnetic north. Okay. So it's basically our compass, but for the sea. Okay. The azimuth of an object is its bearing from the observer, measured as an angle clockwise from true north. Okay. That's cool. Azimuth circle is instrument used to take bearings of celestial objects. Interesting, very, very interesting. All right, so let's go ahead and go to the next song. This one is called The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. This song tells of the whaling ship, The Diamond, which sailed for the Davis Straits in 1812. She was lost in the ice in 1819. This tune was not actually a working shanty, but a song of the sea. So I hope you guys like it, and make sure you are dancing to it, because I think it's a pretty bouncy one, too. So enjoy, everyone.
The Davis Strait she's bound, and the key it is all garnished with bonny lassies around. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide, where the sun it never sets, me lads, nor darkness dims the sky. And this cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a fishing for the whale. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around, with a shout of pull the bow, the men, the salt tears running down. Don't you weep, me bonny lass, though you be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. And this cheer up, me lass, let your heart never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Here's a health to the Battler of Montrose and the Diamond Ship of Maine. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweet hats and you. And this cheer of me, lad, let your heart never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
will be bright both day and night when the Greenland lads come home with a ship that's full of oil, me lads, and money to undame. We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hush-a-bye, my dear, and the cheer of me lads. Let your heart never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. And this cheer of me lads, let your heart never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale. The bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
And that was The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond. It says the music is by Noel McLaughlin. That's right, I didn't mention the other one. The other song, Old Swansea Town, once more, that the music of that was by Robert Shaw. And the one that just played, The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond, the music for that was by Noel McLaughlin. Man, that guy's really good. All right, so I actually looked at the B section of the glossary. There's a lot of words for the letter B. In fact, where was it? There's three different meanings for the word birth. B-E-R-T-H. There's a definition of it for moorings, a definition of it in navigation, and another for sleeping. Interesting. So the birth moorings definition is a location in a port or harbor used specifically for mooring vessels while not at sea. Interesting. And the navigation one, safety margin of distance to be kept by a vessel from another vessel or from an obstruction, hence the phrase, to give a wide berth. Yeah, no, I've heard that. I've heard berth used in that definition, used in that kind of definition. Interesting. And the sleeping definition of it is a bed or sleeping accommodation on a boat or ship. Interesting. Let's see. What other words would you be interested in learning? Bilge. I don't know if you guys know that one. I'm kind of familiar with it, actually. Or at least I know the word. Bilge is a compartment at the bottom of the hull of a ship or boat where water collects and must be pumped out of the vessel. Interesting, huh? Oh, blackjack. Have you guys heard of that? Blackjack? I think some people use it in some sort of card game. I don't know. But there's a pirate glossary for it. That's cool. A leather tankard made stiff with a coating of tar. What? Used by dockside pubs and taverns to serve wine and beer. Also another name for a pirate's flag. Of course. Alrighty, Didey. Man, there's a lot of words. Dang. I wonder how many pages it would be in a Microsoft document. Broadside, buccaneer, brooch, bumpkin. Oh! All right, I'll read that one after the next song. By the way, I hope you guys are dancing to these songs, and if you're actually familiar with these songs, I hope you're singing along. So, I think, I'm not sure, by my calculations, I might have to leave it down to two songs, because I have three. Ooh. All right, I'll leave that one out. Oh, but that one is actually Capstan Shanty. Nah, it's fine. It's fine. You guys can look at the website. My gosh, guys, this website is amazing. Okay, so let me go ahead and read Bumpkin, actually, because it's really gotten me curious now. Bumpkin or Boomkin, okay. A spare similar to a bowsprit. I forgot what a bowsprit is, and I know it's listed in here. Okay, bowsprit is a spar projecting from the bow or bow used as an anchor for the forestay and other rigging. Okay. And we were reading Bumpkin. A spar similar to a bowsprit, but which projects from the stern, may be used to attach to the backstay or mizzen sheets also an iron bar projecting outboard from a ship's side, to which the lower and topsail brace blocks are sometimes hooked. I wonder why these aren't listed in that Icelandic game of Nisi Drew. Okay, whatever. Anyways, let's go ahead and get to the next song. I think you guys might actually like this one. This it's called The Derelicts. It's a popular song, also known as Yo Ho Ho or 15 Men, but it's not a shanty or an old sea song, surprisingly. In 1901, it was originally used in the play Treasure Island. The first verse was written by Robert Louis Stevenson for his book Treasure Island. Isn't that a surprise? So be sure you are dancing because this is a pretty upbeat song. And if you know the song, go ahead and sing with it because it's a pretty popular, only except we only know a few lines of it, surprisingly. I'm not surprised, though. Anyways, I hope you all are dancing, either that or singing along. Enjoy, everyone.
And the devil had done for the rest. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
The mate was fixed by the bosun's pipe. The bosun brained with a marlin spike, and Cookie's throat was marked belike. It had been gripped by fingers ten, and there they lay, all good dead men.
Like break of day in a bosun can. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. 15 men of the whole ship's list. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Dead and be damned, and the rest gone with. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
The skip. Lay with his knob in gore, with a scullion's axe, his cheek in shore, and scullion he was stabbed times four. And there they lay while soggy skies dripped all day long in up staring eyes.
Let mark sunset and a foul sunrise. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. 15 men of the sip and stock. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. And 10 of the crew had the murder mark. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
The slifer, an ounce of lead, or a yawing hole in a battered head, and the scuppers clogged with a rotting red. And there they lay, I damn the eyes, all the guns left on paradise.
All souls bound just contrary wise. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. 15 men of them good and true. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Every man jack good as several old few. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
There was chest on chest full of Spanish gold, with a ton of plate in the middle hold, and the cabins riot of loot untold. And there they lay, then it took the plum, with lights and flare in their lips struck dumb.
While we shared all with a rule of thumb. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. All was seen through the stern light screen. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Johnny, no doubt where a woman had been. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
A flimsy shift on a bunker cot, with a fingered slot through the bosom spot, and the lace dip fried in the purplish blot. Oh, was she wench, some shuddering maid, who dared the knife and took the blade?
My God, she was tough for a plucky jade. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. 15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Drink and the devil had done for the rest. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum.
We wrapped them all in a mainsail tight, with twice 10 tons of a house's bite. Then we heaved them over and out of sight with a yo heave ho,
and a paddy well, and a sullen plunge, and a southern swell. 10 fathoms deep on the road to hell. Yo ho.
And that was The Derelicts. The music was done by The Corsairs. Another a cappella song that was brilliantly done. Oh, sends shivers down my arms and back. Oh, that was amazing. So I know I keep doing these glossary words, but it's just so amazing. There's just a ton of pirate lingo and ship terms that we're just not familiar with. There are a few, though, that I'm going to mention that we are familiar with, and one I'm actually going to bring up because it's in the next song. This one, surprisingly, there's a term called Captain's Daughter. It's a slang term for the cat-o'-nine-tails. Really know what that is. Let me see if... Ah, don't be telling me that. Come on. Okay, fine. It won't let me copy. Dead links tell no tales. This site be copyrighted. Arr! All right, fine. I'm looking it up. Cat-o'-nine-tails. I can't believe I actually have to type it up. Commonly shortened to the cat, is a type of multi-tailed whip. Oh, it's a whip? Jeez. Okay, fine. All right. That's weird. Okay, then there's cardinal. Refers to the four main points of the compass, north, south, east, and west. Hey, guys, if you take the first letter of north, east, west, and south, guess what that spells? News! All right. And another word there is a word that we're familiar with, which is castaway. A lot of people don't really know what it means as far as sea terms, the ship terms. It means a shipwrecked sailor as compared with one who has been marooned or deliberately put ashore. So Captain Jack Sparrow was not a castaway. He was deliberately put ashore. Poor guy. Castles. Wow. Okay, there's an actual definition for that. These were raised sections of ships that came from earlier times when archers would use the raised platforms to gain an advantage over their foe. Those ships had extremely high castles. Castles were either forward or aft, which is rear. Okay. We all know what cast off means. It's basically to let go or release. Cat, cat head, cat's paws, catwalk. Jeez. Let go of the cat. Clench. What does that mean? A method of fixing together two pieces of wood, usually overlapping planks, by driving a nail through both planks as well as a washer-like rove. The nail is then burred or riveted over to complete the fastening. Okay. Cool. Compass, we all know what that is. Crimp? A person who is tricked or press-ganged into serving on a crew. Oh! I always wanted to know what word would work for that. Okay, so it's crimp. Dude, that guy was crimped. Crow's nest, we all know what that is. Cutlass. All right, some people actually do not know the definition of cutlass. I mean, it's basically a sword, but we don't know the actual definition of that cutlass sword. It's a short, curved, thick sword, the preferred weapon of many a buccaneer, possibly a carryover weapon from the days of making buchan. Buchan? Okay. Whatever. Oh, no. I went over the time. No. Okay. Sorry. So the next... Oh, gosh, dang it. Frigate. Because you guys need to hear the full song. This song is awesome. It's actually the most common sea shanty song that I am familiar with, actually, because it's used in plenty of movies. It's also used in plenty of games, one of which is being Assassin's Creed. So this song was a very popular capstan shanty sung to raising the anchor. In order to raise the anchor, bars were inserted into the capstan wheel, and sailors would walk around it, turning the capstan to raise the anchor. Sailors would stamp on the deck on the words, "Way, hey, and up she rises." Additional verses would be created as necessary until the job was completed. There were several versions of this old classic shanty, some with lyrics that were very amusing, while other could be quite offensive. Jeez. And the music of this is done by the Irish Rovers. Everyone, this is the last song for today. Gosh dang it, I'm going to let this show be run over time because you guys got to listen to this full song. It's amazing. I love it. And I'm going to be singing along with it, everyone. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I'm Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Drunken Sailor, the music done by Irish Rovers. Bye, everyone.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning, way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Drunken sailor early in the morning. Way, hey, and up